From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. On the same day a federal appeals court overruled itself and voted to block two Missouri abortion restrictions, the state advised Missouri abortion providers that they will have to abide by a new restriction. Dan Margulies has more.
On Monday, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services informed doctors providing medical abortions that they will have to contract with OBGYNs to treat complications arising from the procedure. Studies show that medical abortions, which typically involve a combination of two pills, are among the safest medical procedures. The agency says it's enacting the requirement under Senate Bill 5, which was passed during a special session called earlier this year by Governor Eric Greitens. The agency announced the new requirement on the same day a federal appeals court declined to lift an injunction blocking two other Missouri abortion restrictions. One requires abortion providers to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. The other requires abortion clinics to meet the standards of surgical centers. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
Governor Eric Greitens' deputy chief of staff will leave his position for a new job. Caleb Jones is stepping down from Greitens' staff to become vice president at the Association of Electric Cooperatives. Jones stepped down as a state representative for Columbia in January to become a Greitens staff member. In a release, Greitens said he's grateful for Jones's service. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner is asking the Board of Aldermen to spend $1.3 million so her office can appoint a team to investigate all incidents involving officer use of force. Gardner told the Board of Aldermen's Public Safety Committee the unit would be made up of 5 investigators, 4 prosecutors, and 2 support staff. Gardner says the police and community deserve an objective, fair, and transparent investigation. Gardner's proposal comes several weeks after a St. Louis officer was found not guilty in the shooting death of a black man, which has since sparked protests. Missouri has reemerged as a potential location for a Hyperloop track, despite not earning a spot last month in a top 10 list of possible future routes for the mode of transportation. The Kansas City Star reports that Hyperloop technology comprises a tubular track through which a train-like pod carrying passengers or cargo travels at high speeds. Hyperloop One is a company working to commercialize Hyperloop transportation. The company and the Missouri Department of Transportation announced that a public-private coalition has formed to reconsider a route in Missouri. The coalition will determine the feasibility of a route linking Kansas City, Columbia, and St. Louis along Interstate 70. Hyperloop One estimates a route from Kansas City to St. Louis would take 31 minutes. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.